Good morning. Good morning. We're going to kind of mix together. I'm going to work with these three. Actually, they're going to do the work. I'll just blabber for a little bit, but then they'll tell you some of the most important things. What we know is that science is awesome. We know that science is awesome. And also, when we learn about science, sometimes we can see a little bit of what God did here on this earth. And so we're going to do two. They are going to do two science demonstrations. And so for the first one, we have Olivia and we have Adriana, and they're gonna actually take over on that first one. And so the first thing they're going to do is they're gonna fill two cups with water. Mind-boggling. Two cups filled with water. Oh, so far so good. Science, yes. You pour water, cups fill. It's good. Let's put the lid on good just in case anything goes wrong. We're good. All right. What we have right now is not that exciting. It's two cups filled with water, but one of the cups, we're going to do something. We're going to add. Actually, why don't you guess what this might be? Why don't you pop that open? Yeah. Take a look at it. Can you guys see inside of there? What do you think that is?
Salt.
Wisdom. I like it. It's salt. She's going to dump salt into the water. Again, crazy science. Nice. Now it's what?
Salt water.
Oh, it is. And actually, she's going to stir it up just to make sure it's super salt water. Because sometimes salt doesn't dissolve super well. And have any of you been to the ocean? Have you accidentally gotten water in your mouth? What does it taste like? Salt. You guys are good. You guys are good. This would taste almost the exact same way. It's salt water. Now we're going to add ice cubes. We're going to add three ice cubes into each cup. Science means you got to be kind of consistent. We have these variable things. We're not going to learn about that on a nice church morning, but in school we do. It's fun. Right, just normal water, three ice cubes. And now we have food coloring. And each one of these amazing girls are going to, well, two of the three of these amazing girls are going to drop six drops of food coloring in. First, we'll do this. This one is just water and ice. 3, 4, 5, 6. And we'll watch it for a little bit. It's like watching grass grow and paint dry. It's pretty exciting. Although this makes nice little swirls. And maybe that's exciting. But now we're already dropping over there. I wasn't paying attention. We're already dropping on the other side. We put six on the other side. And maybe if we compare the two, if we compare, we call it compare and contrast. We look at the two. What is it that you notice in the differences between the two cups? What do you got?
The normal one is all green, and then the salt water is Bailey.
Nice. The normal one is all green. The salt water is?
Bailey green.
Barely green. Nice. What do you got? Did you have something else?
It was about that.
Yeah. In real estate, there's three rules in real estate. Location, location, location. So in science, we always want to be super observant. What do we notice about the location of it? Anybody notice the location difference? Yeah? You just notice it. That's perfect. I love that. Anybody else know what's the difference? This green is everywhere. We'll warm it up. This green is everywhere. This green is?
One spot.
One spot, that's good. Location, what is that one spot?
I don't know.
Nice, what do you guys think? Where is the green? We can point at it?
In the top.
Nice, the top, it's in the top. And so in science, we would think about that, but we're not here for necessarily science, because what we practice also is sometimes, we do science for science's sake, and we learn that it's actually the food coloring likes to only mix with fresh water, and the ice melts as soon as it gets into the salt water, and so it only mixes with the fresh water, and all the salt is more dense, and so it floats down. That's different. We actually are going to tie this in to us in church, and so I think one of these amazing girls is going to do it.
The green part of the food coloring is the Jesus, and the salt is the bad, so the love can't go all the way into Jesus because it's some of the bad. And all the green came into that because that's just normal water, and all of it can go into you.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes we worry about all the stuff about us. Well, me first, me first, me first, and then I'll put a little bit of Jesus, and it kind of makes it so we're not totally filled with Jesus. But when we have Jesus first and we're kind of filled with Jesus, our whole body has Jesus. We have one more thing, and we're going to dump water again inside of this. Can you dump some water? And you can dump some water. We've got plenty of water dumpers. Oh, it's exciting. Again, we're dumping water, but this time it's not in a cup, so it's way exciting. That's probably good. And we got to make sure that we don't touch the table, because if we bump the table, it kind of messes things up sometimes. So let's make sure we're not touching. Oh, you're good. And I think Grace is going to talk a little bit here. What do you got? You got anything?
No.
Oh, okay. This. Oh, she's going to just do it at the end. That's perfect.
This is pepper. It's pepper.
Nice. You can do the play-by-play. She's sprinkling pepper on top of the water. We're going to try not to bump the table, remember? Mostly in the middle would be perfect. Let's get some good shakes here in the middle. Oh, nice. Can everybody see the pepper in the middle? Now, this is dish soap. She's going to dip her finger in dish soap and touch the water. It went really far, yeah. Nice. What did you guys notice that happened? Did anybody see what happened?
Spread it out.
The pepper ran away, and she's going to try to tie this in for us.
The pepper's like the bad stuff, because we're like us. And the pepper is like the bad stuff when it gets on us. And this soap's like God. When it gets into us, all the bad stuff goes away.
Very nice. Very nice. We love to think about Jesus. Because he has great plans for us. He loves us. He knows what's best for us. And so I want to thank you for coming up and sharing in this. I'd love to have a word of prayer with you, and then you can go back to your seats. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you so much for each one of these students. Thank you for these amazing third grade girls and their willingness to share you with other kids. Thank you for always having a plan for us. Be with us today. Keep us safe. Amen. You can go back to your seats. Oh, there's actually plates here in the middle. If they pass to the middle, you can grab those and take them back to the back.